that speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. Their headlines. Sean Tembo regrets a disruption of Sonse Alliance meeting. Zambia Railways hails a billion United States dollars Tazara revitalization deal. And in international news, Chinese woman convicted after world's biggest Bitcoin seizure.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Sonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has described the disruption of the alliance's earlier meeting as regrettable, noting that the gathering was intended to address existing challenges and outline a roadmap for the alliance's leadership ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Tembo has revealed that late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu had appointed a council of leaders which has to be discussed and formally unveiled at the disrupted meeting. He said the proposed leadership includes First Vice Chairperson Danny Pole, Second Vice Chairperson Given Luvinda, and Chairperson for Mobilization Kelvin Fowe, among others.
Despite our clarifications to them that the meeting was actually going to be held at the lodge where even the media were already camped, our colleagues decided to be uncompromising and they proceeded to disrupt the meeting. So we needed to meet and draw up the roadmap in terms of how we are going to conduct the business of the alliance in the coming few months, and also to address one of the critical issues that has been pending for a number of months now, of the unveiling of the Sonse Alliance Council of Leaders members who were appointed by the late Sonse Alliance chairman, who is also 60th Republican president, His Excellency Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu.
Meanwhile, new Congress Party President Peter Chanda has expressed concern that late former President Edgar Lungu's legacy is at risk of being tarnished due to mounting internal conflicts within the Sonse Alliance, conflicts allegedly fueled by spokesperson Sean Tembo.
I stand as a neutral figure in all this. I don't want to see a situation where ECL's legacy is betrayed. When we arrived at Pambari Resort, we discovered that the meeting is actually not taking place at Pambari Resort itself. It is taking place at President Sean Tembo's house. It is when the members saw that the meeting is supposed to take place at area. Why is it taking place at Sean Tembo's house? Well, is there any agenda? So that's what caused it. The youth started asking questions. What is this that we are doing? Why is this meeting happening at this house? And considering the fact that the meeting is potentially supposed to be called PF with the anchor party. So it is the members of PF that got aggrieved. So it is at that point that the President Sean Tembo quickly called the police, and the police came and the meeting was stopped.
PF cadres disrupted a Sonse Alliance press briefing, which was scheduled to take place at Palm Valley Resort in Lusaka. Zambia Railways Limited has congratulated governments of the United Republic of Tanzania and the People's Republic of China on the historic signing of the $1.4 billion revitalization deal for the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority. The agreement marks a significant milestone in southern and eastern Africa's transport and logistics landscape, reaffirming the importance of rail infrastructure in unlocking regional trade, industrialization, and economic growth. Speaking on the development, ZRL Managing Director Engineer Cuthbert Malindi has hailed the development as a catalyst for enhancing trade facilitation in the region. Engineer Malindi has further noted that the revitalization will strengthen the regional transport corridor by providing a reliable and efficient route to the port of Dar es Salaam, thereby enhancing Zambia's competitiveness in global markets. This is according to a statement issued by ZRL Public Relations Manager Sombe Ngonga. In a major step towards improving the welfare of refugees and host communities, government has launched the Zambia Refugee and Host Communities Project aimed at enhancing integration into national systems. Speaking at the launch held at Meheba Settlement in Kalumbila District, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, has described the initiative as transformative, with a clear goal to enhance access to socio-economic opportunities for both refugees and host communities. He said the project aims to promote self-reliance, economic development, and social inclusion by addressing long-standing challenges.
Zambia remains committed to ensuring that refugees are not only protected, but are empowered to contribute meaningfully to our nation's development. I also wish to sincerely thank our traditional leadership, whose wisdom, guidance, and generosity has made Meheba Refugee Settlement a place of peace and coexistence for both host communities and displaced persons over the decades. Your continued support is the cornerstone of this project.
And UNHCR Zambia Officer in Charge Helen Mibratu has welcomed the launch, commending the government and the World Bank for their commitment to supporting both refugees and host communities through this initiative. The Zambia High Commission to Australia and New Zealand has received a certificate of recognition from the African Australia Incorporation with support from the Australian Capital Territory in recognition of its significant contributions to diplomacy, unity and cultural engagement between Africa and Australia. The award was presented by the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Canberra, Bill Shorten, during the 10th anniversary of the African-Australian Awards held in Canberra. The recognition was attributed to Zambia's consistent support for African communities in the diaspora and its proactive role in strengthening cultural ties with Australia. The award was presented to the Zambia High Commissioner, Dr. Elias Munsha, who reaffirmed the mission's ongoing commitment to strengthening diplomatic, economic and cultural cooperation between Africa and Australia. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Mission to Australia and New Zealand, Charles Mucholo.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says the country has experienced an economic turnaround over the past 4 years, including debt restructuring, which currently stands at 94%. Speaking on behalf of the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Sumbeko Msokotwane, at the PwC Budget Analysis, Ministry Assistant Director for Budget, Kayula Chimfwembe, said this progress is critical for the country to continue attracting and sustaining investments. Dr. Msokotwane has also stated that the 2026 national budget underscores government's commitment to addressing fiscal challenges, highlighting that significant amounts have been allocated to key functional areas to ensure fiscal prudence.
As of the 2026 budget, which underscores the government's commitment to addressing pressing fiscal realities. Firstly, the general public services function. You'll notice that a significant portion has been directed towards the functional area, highlighting the importance of prudent fiscal management amidst Zambia's economic turnaround and the challenges of debt servicing. Secondly, the economic affairs sphere. This also remains a critical focus area, targeting key sectors such as agriculture, road infrastructure, mining.
And PwC senior partner Andrew Chuwe has noted that Zambia has made significant progress in financing its national budget using domestic resources, rising from 55% in 2021 to approximately 75% in 2025 and projected to reach 82% in 2026, adding that this reflects improved expenditure control and more effective debt management.
This year, the original target for 2025 was 80%. It's been moderated to 75%. So the jump is from 75 to 82%. But you can see the trend is generally quite positive. It's telling you that resources, more resources are being mobilized, debt,